Railroad tracks have been moved, two bridges have been built, with plans for connection to 5th and 6th Streets. But within walking distance of that progress are 200 acres of land in various stages of environmental cleanup. California Department of Toxic Substances Control has approved 3 of 5 remediation action plans for longtime owner Union Pacific to clean up the land, which is now owned by Inland American Real Estate Trust. The company's Jared Ficker says Inland American is in negotiation to sell the land to a master developer.
One of the impediments to doing that is providing the certainty that, you know, the historic or legacy contamination on the property is going to be taken care of by the responsible party, in this case, Union Pacific.
Inland American hopes to be able to sell the property by the end of the year. The land's previous owner, Thomas Enterprises, envisioned building as many as 12,000 residential units, but the company went bankrupt and lost the property. Fran Halbachen with the City of Sacramento says the city will use state funds to begin construction of 1,100 low-income and market-rate housing units this year, but there is a lot of uncertainty.
Thomas had one vision, so whatever the new master developer comes in with, they're obviously going to have their own vision. I think that vision's got to change now, too, because of the arena and what's going to happen around it.
Meanwhile, the city moves ahead with the renovation of the downtown train station and will ask the city council to fund an extension of C Street. Halbachen says it could be more than a decade before we see how any developers plan for the area will take advantage of the infrastructure. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.